The land that surrounds a town often has a big impact on the types of industries that will spring up within the city limits. That was certainly the case for this town, and it ended up producing some of the largest companies of its kind, especially for a city of its size. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here in southwest Minnesota, you'll find fertile farm fields that are the foundation for the business and industry found in the towns and cities of the area.
Marshall, the city, was founded in 1872, and immediately people start farming this area even before the city is founded, and wheat was the major cash crop at the time.
Jennifer Andress is the executive director of the Lyon County Museum in Marshall, Minnesota.
Most of these towns had flour mills, and then they would also have creameries and just other areas for farmers to take their goods.
The city of Marshall, Minnesota had two rail lines and was the county seat, making it a natural focal point to bring farm produce. Those food processing companies at Marshall continued to grow during the first half of the 1900s.
Marshall Foods was one of the big employers in Marshall at the time of World War II, and they were processing dried eggs, which was used by troops during the war.
Marshall Foods received recognition from the U.S. government during the war for the innovation they showed in processing foods in ways that made them stable for the long journey to troops fighting an ocean or more from home.
Marshall Foods had Marshall fruit, they had Marshall poultry, Marshall produce, Marshall fur farm, I think it was another one. So a very large company that had different kind of markets.
Of course, there's another major food company that was born in this city, and there's a good chance you know them, most likely because you've seen their yellow trucks. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Marshall, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.